This is Wade Rathke, and you're listening to Wade's World. It's Friday morning, 9 to 9:30 Central Standard Time in the United States, and your time for The Voice. Welcome to the east side of town so that we can talk about how the other half lives and what life is like here living in Wade's World. Whether that's the east side of Little Rock, where KABF 88.3 FM is located, or the east side of New Orleans, Nairobi, Bengaluru, Bristol, or Bombay, points east and west where we are either rebroadcast or live-streamed at www.kabf.org. A podcast will be available this show on Monday at that website. On Wade's World, we talk to the most interesting people in the world. Today we have something different. We're talking to Todd Kazakowski, who is debuting a interesting called ClearSurance in Little Rock. Todd, I know it's been difficult, but welcome to Wade's World.
Well, thank you so much, Wade.
We've been having some technical difficulties, but so the first thing I'm going to have to ask you, Todd, is what is ClearSurance?
Yeah, so ClearSurance is a company, it's a platform to help consumers better understand their insurance decisions. So we are crowdsourcing ratings and reviews from insurance consumers like you and from the thousands across the country. And maybe the easiest way to describe it is an analogy. We're kind of like Yelp or TripAdvisor, but for insurance.
Now, a lot of people may not have had that great of experience. I'm sure they've had fine experience, but a lot of people may not have used Yelp in the Little Rock market. So give people a sense of how Yelp works so they understand better how this crowdsourcing thing might work. It's very novel.
Yeah, you got it. So, you know, first off, we always make it clear that we're not an insurance company. We don't sell insurance. We're not an agency. We're not a broker. We are a content platform. So we're a community of people, all insurance consumers, sharing experiences and really rating those experiences with other, really about insurance companies. And the goal is to create better clarity, better transparency about how insurance works, and so that you have a better understanding of the reputation of your insurance company. Most of us buy insurance, what I call on the pre-sale side of the equation. We look at the price, you know, and we've seen the commercials. We've seen a lot of those commercials on TV over and over again. I know they're coming up, and, you know, we'll see them quite a bit. And, you know, we kind of get drawn into the marketing from those insurance companies, and we think of price, maybe it's going to save us 15 minutes and 15%, or you name it. But at the end of the day, it's really, you know, is that carrier going to be there for you? Is that insurance company going to be there for you if you have a claim? And so what ClearSurance does is we look at the second half of that equation, which is the post-sale side, the reputation of that insurance company for paying a claim, for handling a claim, and ultimately making sure that you're satisfied with your experience. When you compare this to other industries, a reference to Yelp, Yelp is used by a lot of people to look at restaurants before going in. We've seen companies like TripAdvisor come out and completely change customer satisfaction with hotels and the travel industry. And my co-founder, Mike Crow, and I, about a year ago, started having a similar conversation about insurance. It's not one of the most sexy subjects at all.
Well, but it's one of the more important. I mean, you know, it may be nice to put your head down somewhere where TripAdvisor said or have a nice meal, but insurance can be very important to people. So what happened to you?
Well, you know, frankly, when I was younger, my parents lost their home. And so very quickly, they were having some construction work being done on their home, and unfortunately, there was a major error. We had fiberglass, basically insulation with fiberglass, and also, unfortunately, some asbestos blown throughout our house.
Uh-oh.
It wreaked havoc. Yeah. And so our insurance company didn't cover this. They claimed it wasn't something that was part of the policy. The construction company that was doing the work, their insurance company, wanted to avoid the situation, and fingers started pointing at each other, and 5 to 10 years later, it got forced into court with a settlement that was a percent of what my parents' home was worth. And so, unfortunately, it was just a disaster. And that experience, you know, we moved out of that house. We were really, unfortunately, forced out of that house. It was just completely inhabitable. My mother and my sister became very ill. And you know, from a young mind, if you will, that becomes, you know, very much a concrete thought and memory growing up. And so, you know, we had to change everything in our life because whether it was an insurance decision or whether it was a lack of coverage or whether it was a company who really didn't want to cover their client, that always stuck. And in the wake of what we've seen it with Hurricane Sandy, even recently with...
Well, yeah, all the Chinese drywall in New Orleans and throughout the footprint on the Katrina recovery, I mean, it affected thousands of houses in those communities along the Gulf Coast.
It sure did.
People
and,
got sicker than dogs.
It really did. And you know, in the heartlands, we see tornadoes coming through. Up here in the northeast where we are, we've got some really bad winter storms and ice damage. You know, it happens to everyone. And we just wanted to create a better transparency environment about insurance because it's an industry where more money meets these companies. And it feels very opaque in the way they provide a quote and also in terms of what your coverage covered. And frankly, too, I am just as guilty. I am the type of guy who for years kind of set it and forget it. You know, I had an insurance policy. It would renew. I didn't even bother to look at the other documents that it was referring to in terms of the changes year over year with my policy. You know, I figured, look, I'm paying a good premium. I must have good coverage. I'm with a company that, you know, is nationally known. And, you know, frankly, it was kind of a complacent attitude.
Well, and we all have this experience. I had to take over doing all the bookkeeping for my mother about 2 years ago after my father had passed away. He passed away. And her house insurance, you know, they'd had the same coverage for 30 years with a, you know, well-known company, Liberty Mutual. I don't mind saying the name. And
yeah.
It's not like...
Yeah.
They didn't want the coverage, but when I finally read it, they had, I mean, it was an automatic deduction to the account, so it was all, you know, fair sailing. They had stuff in there. I mean, they had valuation of household goods that was literally hundreds of thousands more than what everything in the house was. And it was just one thing or another, and it had been one of those things where nobody was on first, everybody was on second, and they were collecting on third. So obviously, given your own experience, I'm sure part of what you're getting people to register on crowdsourcing, yes, it's good, no, it's bad, whatever, is home insurance. But what other kind of insurance are you looking at? I'm hoping automobile.
Yeah, we've got auto, we've got home, and we've got renters. And we will be going into other lines very quickly. And it's amazing. You know, we launched the service December 6th, and in that time we've collected over 10,000 reviews across 220 insurance companies. So not bad in such a short period of time.
And we're talking to Todd Kosakowski with Clear Assurance. Now, you launched in the Boston area, is that correct?
We did. We initially launched in the Boston area, and it has, you know, really gone across the entire country in a short period of time. But we're really focused in on key cities, key regions who have really seen the loss firsthand. And you know, down in your neck of the woods in Little Rock, and all throughout Arkansas and the coastline too. You know, you as you've said, you know, there's been a lot of loss in that area from the hurricanes and multiple storms. And we've seen it in the data. We can tell you from many policyholders and families out there what coverage is actually, what carriers are covering their clients and those who are not. And so we stood up an entire ranking of all of the insurance companies for home and auto and renters. And we did it based on both feedback from the consumers. So, you know, would they renew? Would they recommend their policy? Did they have a good claims handling experience? Did they get paid appropriately? And then we also looked at kind of third-party data from what we call the Better Business Bureau, which everyone knows, and we looked at their complaints and,
mm-hmm.
and kind of the ratio of complaints. And then we also looked at the financial strength and solvency of these companies, because a lot of insurance companies not have enough cash reserves to cover a large event. And in our case, and down in the South too, you've got a couple of them where they've happened in a short period of time over the last few years. So that begins to take a toll on some of these carriers. And we just wanted to inform the average consumer But these are some of the things that we should be paying attention to when buying insurance, because what good is it if the price is really low, but they're not going to cover me when it comes time?
Well, and just figuring out what your coverage is. Now, when I first heard of your outfit, I got sort of a random email from somebody probably in public relations who's working with you, and it sounded like Arkansas was one of the second, after the Massachusetts, was one of the second places you were going. How did you pick out Arkansas?
It was. Well, you know,
I mean, we're honored. God knows we need it. But, as you know, not everybody comes to Arkansas second. Sometimes it's 50 seconds or 40 seconds.
Yeah. I hear you. No, well, look, you know, we get lost. And, frankly, in your neck of the woods, as I said, there are a lot of consumers who have come to our site from Arkansas and neighboring states as well. And so we recognize the fact that not all carriers may be equal, especially down where you guys are. And so we wanted to get out there and get ahead of the curve to let people know, look, share your insurance experiences, write a review on our site. It's free. Certainly help out your neighbor. And also learn something, because there's an opportunity to kind of educate and see which carriers will, in fact, cover you well in your area. And that's important, especially when you start looking. I know a lot of folks, a lot of the questions we get from consumers is around flood insurance. What will it cover, what will it not, and where should we be looking? So these are questions we're getting a lot of.
Well, I mean, your point on home insurance is certainly, I mean, it's in this part of the country, if you've had if you're in a tornado zone, which is what a lot of Arkansas is, or if you're closer to the Gulf Coast where some of our listeners are, in hurricanes, how do you, and all this discussion of climate change, how in the world we handle risk and what we can afford? I mean, I know houses that people own now that they're paying more in terms of insurance and taxes than they were paying when they were paying a mortgage, too. And partly that's not even just flood insurance. It's just home insurance because these companies are profit-making. You don't have any choice. I mean, once you own a home, you could not insure, but that's risky, too. So how you know you're getting the right coverage and how you can deal with escalating values in some of our cities, are these the kind of comments people are sharing? How do people rank insurance companies? Or how are you ranking them?
It's a really good question. So we rank them, certainly by that kind of algorithm, if you will. The crowdsourcing data that we're collecting, as well as the kind of financial strength. But the other thing that we're asking is, how do people buy insurance? Because, often it's a referral from a friend or a family member, or we know that, mom, dad, mom, grandma, grandpa, they had this carrier for however many numbers.
Yeah, like I was talking about Liberty for my poor mother.
Yeah, exactly. Right, Wade? So, the typical consumer, from our experience, they buy insurance through some type of intermediary, right? Usually it's a broker, an agent, or through enrollment, if you're lucky enough to have it as an employer-sponsored plan. What people don't recognize is that broker agents who sell insurance are paid commissions, and oftentimes a contingent commission.
Sure.
And more on that later. But, there are kind of a percentage of the premium. And so, what this means is the higher the premium, the more money the broker agent is paid. So you begin to see a problem here, right? So there's nothing necessarily wrong or illegal about doing this, but the question becomes, is this like an inherent structural conflict with an agent's obligation to place the best interest of their client before their own economic interest?
The same exact issue people are debating about financial advisors, and that's unclear if the Obama rule will come in under the Trump administration, but that's exactly the point, whether they're looking after you or looking after you and them, and you don't always get a fair break on that situation.
No, you don't. That's exactly it. So, why this matters, like you said, insurance consumers lack clear lines of sight into the broader market for price, choice, and reputation. And in this day and age, it just feels backwards and, patently anti-consumer. Consumers do not have visibility or access into the entire market. And, you know, the pricing, you would think there'd be more choices, but, you know, if your agent or broker is only allowed to carry one or two companies because they're the agent of record with the insurance company, there's a lack of choice and therefore not the best price. So we wanted to expose that and share that with consumers and give people alternatives to consider when they're looking at buying insurance.
If people go on your site, do they see, I know TripAdvisor is one example you gave, or even Yelp, you can see reviews. Is that what they see about people? Do they actually see Joe Smith's experience with State Farm, or are they just seeing general? Okay.
Yeah, so and very soon we'll begin to publish additional information about each of the insurance companies. So, for example, we'll be showing information about their on their time to paying a claim or what their service level is like. And these are all really important aspects when looking at your insurance carrier. You know, we were talking to some folks out west, and, you know, they kind of shared the experience of how we look at our financial wealth or, you know, overall portfolio, if you will. We look at, you know, how much we're saving or how much we put away in 401k. And, you know, we try to do all of the things to protect ourselves, our family, and our retirement for the future. And one of those areas that gets dropped is usually insurance. And yet, like you said at the beginning of the show, it's one of the most important things in your financial totem pole to consider. Because if something were to happen, you know, there's an inherent risk to those left behind as to what they may need to cover or whether they will be covered or not.
Well, and I'll tell you, I know in the Katrina footprint, so many of the insurance agents / brokers, you just couldn't find them. You know, it's and even you know, this radio station, we have a tower, and obviously we have to have insurance on the tower, but, you know, as soon as there's a windstorm and we've got a little problem, good luck to you. The guys, you know, somewhere in Texas or Oklahoma who's got to look at it, and it takes 5 or 6 months for them to do it, and, you know, this is not like a homeowner, but you got to stay on the air, you know, and you don't necessarily, at the point you have to sort of save money to fix the tower, then you sort of ask, why am I paying huge rates for that insurance? Todd, let me tell you, I know one of the things I saw in the materials is that y'all are looking down the line at health insurance. Now that, wow, that is something that we were navigators for a while on the Affordable Care Program in Arkansas and Texas and Louisiana. And Arkansas, there were some choices. Louisiana, very few. But in Texas, I mean, here's a good example. 38 in Dallas and Houston markets, you had 38 to 40 different companies with all the permutations of 5 or 6, you know, what was it, bronze, gold, silver, et cetera, platinum. So you had, you know, 4 permutations, and as a navigator, you were just trying to get people signed up. You could not give people advice. So a service like what ClearSurance is talking about could have been invaluable because people had no idea. I mean, they were just sitting here, often never had health insurance. What the heck do you do? So I was delighted to hear y'all are thinking about that. Is it going to take a year or two to get there, or 6 months to get there? What's your planning?
We're moving very fast. So my estimate is within the year, if not sooner. And, you know, our take on this is, I agree. I think with the advent of so many new exchanges, so many new ways of how people are buying health insurance, and there are so many different types of models out there. So you even have supplemental insurance that's out there, people for the older community where they may have a gap or they're looking for additional coverage. There's just a real lack of understanding about what people should be buying.
And once again, I'm going to have to amen to that. My mother, once again, if all of a sudden I'm put in the chair of having to make decisions for the poor darling, and she has, you know, she's 93 years old and has the issues that are associated with that age, God bless her, and all of a sudden she's, you know, lucky to be receiving something from an oil company where my dad worked for a number of years, but they changed the policy, and wow. I mean, I'm as smart as the average bear, but it was, I felt like I was in Vegas, you know. I was putting, you know, a dollar down on a number without knowing what the heck. It was really, you know, and just you then breathe hard and hope that you did the right thing. But having some, I think you're on to something here. We're non-commercial. We can't push something one way or another. But this is a very important thing if people could get this kind of crowdsourcing to work here. I think y'all have stumbled onto something brilliant.
Thank you, Wade. Well, we you know, we're biased too.
I bet you are. Now, is it actually in the Little Rock market now, or are y'all just getting ready to come into it?
No, it is live, and so people can go to clearsurance.com. It's one word, clearsurance.com. And when they go there, they can read the reviews, they can sort the rankings of the different carriers, and they can write a review. They can share their story. And we want to hear them, whether they're good or bad. You know, it's interesting. We talk to the largest national kind of insurance companies across the country. We'll meet with their top brass, and they're paying attention because they know that crowdsourcing is coming. It's here to stay, and they have a responsibility to manage their online reputation. And with the advent of social media, with the advent of a lot of tools like this, where you have thousands of people coming to a platform, this is very important for them to get ahead of. And so, you know, it offers transparency. It offers access to communities across the country to learn from one another, especially after a disaster. And, you know, for us, again, we're not pushing policies. We're not selling. We're not an agent. We're just trying to inform and give the carriers also a seat at the table. And I think one of the unique differentiators, Wade, is while we are collecting the voices of the people, if you will, we want them to share their stories back to the insurance company, and we want the insurance company to be able to respond back to those policyholders. Now, look, there may be a very good reason as to why something might not be covered or denied, but that policyholder needs to know that, our goal is to inform all of the other policyholders. Gee, if this happened to that individual, I better make sure I've got the right coverage, or I better make sure maybe I'm overcovered and I'm paying too much.
And there are models for that. I mean, Airbnb is a platform. Obviously, it has its own level of controversy. But, you know, when somebody does a review of where they were on Airbnb, just like you're talking about sort of a review of an insurance company, number one, you hear quickly from Airbnb, you know, an effort to resolve that, and you're often connected right back to where that problem was. And there, you know, I'll give them some credit for that. You get some action. The one thing, this is a hard question, though, Todd, because I've been, you know, throwing you some softballs, but how long are you and your partner committed to keeping this alive before you sell out to an insurance company? Because they're going to want to buy this site. You know, we need to make sure you're going to be able to hold out against some of that.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Well, I will say we raised a pretty good round in building up our company, and many of us have built a few companies along the way, so this isn't our first dance. But I will say that how we make money is kind of interesting. The insurance companies can purchase a ClearSurance subscription. So what that means is they claim their web page very much like a TripAdvisor or a Yelp. And the subscription allows the business to be able to update their profile page. They can provide better information about their policies and educate the policyholders out there, reply and respond to the policyholders directly, and also to be able to, you know, frankly, manage their reputation again. That's something that's very important to them.
I know. If you don't answer a Yelp review, you got trouble. I mean,
that's it.
You know, if you're running any kind of a restaurant, or we have some coffee houses that, you know, support the station or whatever, if they don't really jump on it every week or so and make sure they're handling complaints, it's trouble with a capital T. So that's, you know, I understand that model, and that still keeps the site an open and objective platform, right?
Well, that's the key, and you just hit the key word there, objective, because there are sites where it's a pay-to-play, and we don't want to be that, meaning that our rating algorithm, the way we rank the insurance companies, we do not plan to, or will we ever, change the ranking of the way these companies are rated based on whether they have a paying subscription or not. Because this was something...
So that would be the death of the site. You know, same for Yelp. If you're not able to be a honest broker, you got trouble, don't you?
That's it. You got it. Right, straight in hand. So, in fact, in just a month's time, we will be publishing all of the numbers that we go into calculating our ranking. So the consumers can see it, as well as the insurance companies, and we'll be sharing our algorithm. And that way, it makes it fully transparent. And that's our goal, you know, to be really a window into insurance, the way these companies operate, and for the consumers as well, so they have a better insurance experience.
I've got another tough question, and we don't have a whole lot of time, so you're going to get off easy because you don't have much time to answer it. But part of the tension always on any of these kinds of insurance is the premium versus the deductible. How does the algorithm keep up with that kind of a problem? I mean, there are people, you've already said pricing is key, but that's part of it. You know, health insurance is another good example, but so is a lot of home and auto insurance. People go for whatever the lowest price and all of a sudden find a hitch, or that the deductible is so high they should have just started a savings account. How does that balance on the math?
Yeah, boy, sure. You know, that's a great question. This is where the value of really makes a difference, because as we capture people's insurance stories, we begin to learn. And so, for example, we have individuals who will buy insurance, and they'll notice that the rate is a half off of what other policies may be,
mm-hmm.
only to learn that they were offered a 6-month term. So they had a half-year policy at half the rate. It's the same rate.
Wow,
you
know, yeah.
Marketing. Mm-hmm. It's a marketing ploy. So we see things like that to alert consumers. We've also seen on the post-sale side of this, after they've had a claim, you know, what they're being charged, what they're being paid back in terms of the settlement. In the wake of Hurricane Matthew, we have specific data, even at the street level, of consumers who, you know, may have filed a claim, and then their next door neighbor hasn't even been able to start their claim filing process because their carrier is nowhere to be found in terms of being able to handle their service. So, you know, you get these different discrepancies, and then you also get people who may have, you know, a car accident, and they don't have, say, accidental forgiveness, and so their premiums begin to escalate. We had an individual whose child had a couple of speeding tickets, and all of a sudden they were hit with a letter. Yep, and it wasn't even a premium increase. It was the fact that they weren't even going to cover that child, and in fact, they're not going to cover the family because they have this child with a, you know, high-speed multi-incident situation in 3 weeks.
Gotcha.
So it's those stories that you begin to capture, and we can deduce that into actual data about those carriers.
Well, good luck with that. We've been talking to Todd Kazakowski, who's running and a co-founder of ClearSurance. Tell people how to find ClearSurance before we dial off.
You bet, Wade. So go to clearsurance.com. So again, one word, clearsurance.com. Love to have people read the reviews and contribute a review.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much, Todd. And I know this was tough. This is our second time, but this time we got it done. This has been Wade's World for another week, the world where the other half lives, where we talk about things you've never heard. And as Lucinda Williams sang, things you've never seen and will never forget. We say it loud, we say it on the air, we say it on the radio. Until next week when we'll have another guest, this is Wade Rathke from Wade's World. Thank you, KABF.org.